on River 949. Snowy's Sports Short.
8 to 7, Marnie and Campo for breakfast, and the ridiculousness continues, Marnie.
Of Rio.
It certainly does in Rio. Let's just get a recap of the Australian medals in the last 24 hours.
Here we go. Oh, nothing.
No.
Well, that's it, mate. We might as well just come home after the swimming.
Not a brass razzo. I tell you what, the big story out of
We're
Rio.
We're not a hammer-throwing nation.
No.
We're not. You've said that before, yes.
Look, the big story out of Rio this morning is that Spider-Can.
Right.
It's come down, it's snapped, it's gone through the food court, it's knocked out an 8-year-old girl and a 13-year-old. Look, good news is no one's seriously injured, but I've got my nose to the ground in Rio, as you know, and I've got the scoop on all the big stories. I can tell you what's gone wrong. It hasn't been a mechanical fault, it's the cameraman's problem.
Right.
As the thing went snap, I can tell you what the cameraman was up to.
What?
He was having a sing-along.
Spider pig, spider pig, does whatever a spider pig
does. Oh, yes.
Give yourself an uppercut.
I've always worried about that at Suncorp Stadium and falling down while the game's on.
It's
in Origin.
Oh, it's the worst camera angle of all time. I've never seen anyone sit
there
and... I was
hoping it would take out Paul Gallen, but it never did.
Well, never seen anyone sit there and go, geez, that spider cam is great. It makes you feel sick. Makes you want to have a vomit.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Motion sickness.
Anyway, our last team to be eliminated from competition, it happened this morning in the water polo where I figured out the best form of defence in water polo, just drown your opponent.
Right.
That's all they try and do. Well, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Possible.
Anyway, we got beaten by this mob.
Get in my belly!
That's Hungary. They got us by 2 goals.
Goodness.
I caught up with the Hungarian girls after the event, breaking the rules again, and got this exclusive on how they thought they went during the game.
First things first, where's your shit? I've got a turtle head poking
out. Stop it.
They're very
stop
hungry, those girls.
Stop
it. Got a bit nervous then, thought I played the unedited version. I'm going to be out of a job.
Right.
Look, yesterday it was all about this man. You sing. You sing. He was up in the 100-meter final. He had this challenge he issued to his opponents. Well, they could run, but not as fast as him.
No.
Won the gold medal, beat the drug cheat. Well, the 2-time drug cheat, Gaitlin, why he's there is beyond me. Anyway,
he's caught the Gaitlin gun.
Caught up with him after the race as well, Usain Bolt. He was very excited about the win.
Some people say you know them can't believe. Jamaica, we have a bobsled team.
Real team player, Usain Bolt. Always looking to just put that microscope onto someone else to give them the attention. Anyway, to wrap up, forget Spider-Cam, forget Usain's gold medal. The biggest story out of Rio is the Brazilian diving team.
Right.
Now, they finished dead last, and I can now reveal why.
Why?
Well, look, there's a 17-year-old on the team, Giovanna Pedrosa. Now, she was booted out of her room in the Olympic Village by her teammate, who told one of the rowers from Holland this.
Oh no.
Yeah, so
that's all they do in Brazil.
Well, Pedrosa's teammate, the rower, have just bunged it on all night.
Oh,
she didn't get a wink of sleep.
Nah.
They've gone to do the dive.
Yeah.
She's fallen asleep mid-tumble. She's done the bomb dive into the pool. Their Olympic dream's over.
Did she care?
Well, she's told her teammate to go solo at the next Olympics.
Right.
She's told her to. She's jumping solo herself at the next Olympics.
Yeah,
there you go. That's what's happening in Rio.
That's ridiculous, Rio.